Guillermo Rojo takes the mound once again. He got three ground outs and fizzled the La Plata attack in the bottom of the first inning. We're now in the bottom of two. 1-0 Liberal lead over La Plata in the Misha Class 1 State Baseball Championship game. Rojo working to Hayden Fouch. The first pitch fastball misses high. Rojo has a hard fastball. Once in a while, it'll start tipping the upper 70s near 80 miles an hour. Pretty good for Class 1 play. 1-0 pitch. That one's fouled right off of the instep of Hayden Fouch. Looked like it hit him in the batter's box. Hayden on the year, a 365 hitter. That is up to date. One home run. 16 runs batted in. Really, really worked hard in yesterday's ball game. Some errors in the field not helping his cause on the mound, as it's righty against righty here. 1-1 pitch. Took that one a little bit high on a late breaking ball. Two balls and one strike. That one was awfully close. Fouch will take it, so will Steve Carvajal waiting at third base. It's a 2-1 pitch now. That one was a fastball high and tight that skipped through the glove of Dylan Massa. Three balls and a strike with Tyler Clay waiting on deck. La Plata wants to get the run back that they surrendered in the top of the first. Home team by coin flip today. No top of the seventh dramatics going to come at all for La Plata this afternoon, as a 3-1 is looked in on the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes. Fouch never interested in taking the bat off his right shoulder. 10 walks for Hayden this season against 5 strikeouts, so he's picky enough, and he's looking at a payoff. Fastball dives off the outside corner of the plate. Some of the Liberal fans thought it was called strike 3. Instead, Hayden Fouch is the first base runner of the game for the La Plata Bulldogs, and nobody's out for Tyler Clay. Tyler, a 373 hitter with 2 homers and 20 runs driven in. Did strike out twice yesterday against St. Elizabeth's fine starting pitcher Caleb Heckemeyer. And a first pitch to Tyler Clay is a fastball off the outside corner of the plate, one ball. I will say the La Plata fans are much more uniformly clad in red than the Liberal fans. If that's a sign of fandom, I don't know, but good on them for showing up in mass. As a 1-0 pitch skips in, good block down low by Massa. Thought about a snap throw to first, but Hayden Fouch wasn't biting. Senior third baseman at the plate, Tyler Clay. Younger brother Travis will come up to bat in the ninth position and playing right field here this afternoon, as Rojo is from the stretch and coming home with a 2-0, and that bends in at the knees for strike number one. Liberal, with their bulldog script across the front of the white lettering, plays in at third base, holding the runner on at first, double play depth up the middle of the infield. Rojo set, now for a 2-1 pitch. Skips in and through the catcher, Massa, taking second base easily on the wild pitch is Hayden Fouch, and now he stands in scoring position, and with nobody out, La Plata does have a legitimate chance to get back that run they surrendered in the first. Trailing by that 1-0 deficit early on here in Springfield. Rojo looks in, has the one he wants. A 3-ball, 1-strike pitch. Fastball hits at the knees, strike two. Once again on a 3-1 count, a La Plata hitter not that interested in swinging the bat. Rojo now has another full count. He's labored pretty strongly here in the second, as it's a 3-2 off the fist and foul. Hitting off the top of the press box, we'll do it again. A medium lead for Fouch at second base is all. They're kind of holding him on over there. Reed Kirby darts behind him just a little bit. So Fouch has to watch himself on any wheel-around play. That kind of play in and out. Shift shortstop and second base covering the bat. Another 3-2 from the stretch from Rojo. High, ball four. Two on by virtue of the base on balls for Ty Hedinger, who's probably going to be asked to bunt the runners over. Hedinger is a good hitter on the year. 389 hitter, no homers, and 19 driven in. In fact, on a sacrifice bunt of the first inning yesterday, he drove home his 18th of the year. Later on a sharp single, Hedinger bats from the right side. Rojo takes a look at first, comes to his high stretch set with the glove in front of his face and comes home. Hedinger shows a bunt, tries it down the first baseline, but it trickles foul. We'll see what type of wheel play Liberal has on here if they're interested in getting Hayden Fouch over at third base. He would have a good shot. Fouch only has one stolen base on the year, if that's any indication of his speed. Justin Riggins, today's starting pitcher, waiting on deck for La Plata. They trail by a run, but they have two men on here at second and first. And a pickoff throw to first base, not nearly going to be in time to get Tyler Clay. Tyler, maybe even less fleet of foot if you trust the numbers. He hasn't swiped a bag all year. Don't imagine he'd be running behind Hayden Fouch here. So no one pitch from Rojo to Hedinger. Bunts this one right back to the pitcher. Rojo looks to second base for one, gets it, no throw to first base. So it's still a sacrifice. Or check that, a fielder's choice, begging your pardon, as they decide not to get the runner at first base. So give Hedinger a fielder's choice. Clay out at second. The runner at third base is the one that matters right now. Hayden Fouch advances there. Fielder's choice goes 1-6 on the putout. One man down and runners on the corners for La Plata with Justin Riggins due up. A 245 hitter. No homers and ain't driven in. Boy, would he like number 9 right now. Outfield plays him a little bit to pull to left. First pitch from Rojo. Is skied high and over down the right field line. Might do the job. Running in is Eli Short, but he can't make the catch. It drops in fair. A late run to the plate for Fouch, but he gets there in time. A seeing eye RBI single. Texas League down the right field line for Justin Riggins. And we're tied at 1. The 9th RBI of the season for Justin Riggins. Eli Short ran into right. It was into short right field, and he was lucky that one hit down the line. It was fair by only about 2 feet down the right field side, as now a pinch runner comes in for Riggins. He's allowed a courtesy runner all game long, and that one is Nathan Peterson.
Number 14,
so Peterson stands on first. Ty Hedinger moves to second, and here comes Taylor Wheeler. If you listen to our pregame coverage or listen to last night's game, you'll know it. Wheeler was 0-for-3 coming into the top of the seventh. And a tie ball game with a torn right hamstring. Hit a single through the infield that eventually turned out to be the winning run at the plate. Rojo's labored here in the second. First pitch skips in, trying to take third base is Hedinger, and the throw down to third is going to be high and wide. Hedinger advances on the wild pitch. So does Peterson. And now two runners in scoring position. La Plata has one run in on an RBI single by Riggins, and one away. Rojo takes a step throw over to third base, and the third baseman, Colton Selby, was not even holding on the runner. Rojo still choosing to work from the stretch, even though runners are on second and third, and a one-ball pitch is diving low and outside to Taylor Wheeler. An even 300 hitter on the campaign, two homers, and six driven in. None bigger than last night's sixth RBI of the season. Batting for the right-hand side is Wheeler. Right-handed Rojo comes set for a 2-0. That one, check swing. Did he go around? It was a high and tight pitch. They asked the field umpire, and the call is safe from Bill Ganaway. So each team with a base hit so far. Rojo on the mound did his own work with the RBI double in the first, and now Riggins with an RBI single to tie it up as Wheeler puts this to the shortstop. It'll get the job done. Taylor's out at first, but a run comes in. Hedinger steps on home plate. Riggins advances to third. An RBI ground out for Taylor Wheeler, his 7th on the year, and it's 2-1 La Plata.
Now batting number 11, Travis Clay.
Make the putout 6-3. Check that, Peterson, the courtesy runner, stands on third base as Travis Clay comes up to the plate with a runner 90 feet away. This might test Dylan Massa here. The first pitch is high and tight on a fastball, ball one. Travis, the younger brother of Tyler Clay. 226 hitter, no homers, 7 runs batted in. And a bit of a nasty game of it at the plate yesterday as this next fastball skips in low. 2 balls and no strikes. Travis, unfortunately, had the old sombrero yesterday, 0-for-4 on 4 strikeouts. Looking to just get bat on ball here and force the defense's hand, and maybe another run comes home. 2 are in for La Plata in this bottom of 2. Takes this fastball, and that one breaks over the inner half. Maybe actually some late slide action on it. In any case, it's a 2-1 count. due up for Liberal in the top half of the third. 9-1 and 2 in their order. Coleman, Rose, and Massa. Two outs and a 2-1. Off the fist and foul towards me. No, can't make the catch. But a fan in the stands did right in front of us. Good hands down there in amongst the scouts and the fans behind home plate. And yes, scouts certainly from colleges interested in these state championship affairs. Already saw one from Missouri Southern. A Lions coach out just a little bit ago. 2-2 pitch from Rojo. And that one dives low and away. Runs the count full, does Travis Clay. Sophomore right fielder with one more runner at third base he'd like to send home. 2-1 lead with two in this bottom of the second in for La Plata. Liberals, Rojo comes set to pay off. Fastball off the outside corner, ball four. Three walks in this inning for Guillermo Rojo. And now the top of the order and Cole Wheeler comes up. Wheeler had had four straight hits in this state Final Four series, if you will. In fact, 6-4-7 rather, in his last two games. And had one of the best individual performances in the state semi or championship game that the state of Missouri has ever seen. Run it down as we go through this at bat. He grounded out in the first inning to start things off for La Plata. He has runners on the corners with two away. Rojo will look over to first base, working from the stretch. Another look, and now he comes home. Runner holds, and this one's in at the knees for strike one. Yesterday, Cole Wheeler got four hits. That was done 38 times before. Happened last year in the Class 3 final. So a 4-for-4 day for Cole Wheeler. That's fantastic enough. As he has a one-strike pitch coming, fastball skips in. Good block by Dylan Massa. Otherwise, it would have meant a run. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Also yesterday, Wheeler stole three bases. That was done 28 times before and gets him on the state record books. Last done in the Class 1 final of June 2006 as the next pitch is tapped weakly back to the pitcher Rojo, but it eludes his reach. Running on to first and getting there in time is Wheeler. We'll see if it's a hit or an error. It was just dribbled past Rojo. He reached to his left at the last second and couldn't make it count. A run comes home, and it's 3-1 La Plata. Kind of took his eye off the ball for just a little bit, as Nathan Peterson maybe caught his eye coming to the plate. In any event, it's going to get the job done. Travis Clay moves on to second base. Wheeler on first. And here's the first from Rojo to Crispin, who skies it high on the infield. Rojo calling everybody off. Now his first baseman takes command, and Timothy Splitter near the mound, a dangerous spot to make the third out. But three come in the bottom of the second for La Plata. Your new score as we head to the top of the third. La Plata 3, Liberal nothing, and a Class 1 state championship on the captain.